Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our study of Meseches Negaim, Lili Nishmas, Elisha Hanina, Ben Harav, Aharon Avraham. We are now in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Now we're going to start talking about the laws of Tzaraas on clothing, as discussed in Perek Gimel of Sefer Vayikra, in Pasuk Mem Zayin, Tenentes. If a deep green or a deep red naga the size of a gris appears on leather or on cloth or thread of either wool or linen, the material is confined for a week. Then they re-examine the material. If the naga spread, then it's mukhlat, it's confirmed tamei and has to be burned. If the size remains unchanged, then the nega and an area near it has to be scrubbed, as discussed in Gemara Tzvachim, Tzad Hamad Aleph, Ram Tumas Tzaraas Yud Beis Hay. If the scrubbing removes the nega, the tamei material is immersed in the mikvah and becomes tahor, as Rashi says in Vayikra Yud Gimel Nun Ches. If the scrubbing doesn't remove the nega, then the tamei material is confined for a second week, then re-examined. If the nega remains the same size and color got larger, then it's confirmed tamei and has to be burned. So confined tamei on clothing becomes confirmed, in other words, muzgar becomes mukhlat, if it doesn't change. This is the opposite of confined tum on a person, which becomes tar if it remains unchanged after confinement. It doesn't become tame, it becomes tar. If the shade of nega has turned duller, the nega is torn from the material and burned, but the rest of the material becomes tar and remains tar as long as the nega doesn't reappear. So other details will be discussed in the 11th perek of Meseches Negaim, says the Holy Mishnah. Habagadim etamim b'shnei shavuos uv'shlosh esimanim birakrak uv'adam dam uv'fisyon. Clothing is confined muzgar tamei for as long as 2 weeks, that's the maximum, and with 3 symptoms then it's confirmed tamei, then it's mukhlat. Deep green, birak rak, ba'adam dam, deep red, or expansion. As we said earlier, wool, linen, or leather clothing becomes confined with a nega that's deep green or deep red. This is a maximum of 2 weeks. If the nega disappears or fades within 2 weeks, then the beged goes through the Tara procedure, and if not, the garment becomes confirmed tamei and is burned. The garment is also burned if the nega expands after being confined. So that's what it means. Birak rak, ba'adam dam, ubefisyon. The Bartanura points out that here, when we're talking about a mukhlat, we mentioned the colors in the earlier Mishnayos. When we talk about negayim on a person, the color of white is not mentioned as a simon of being a mukhlat. Why not? And the answer is because the tzeva itself is not machlit. You need a seir lavan, you need 2 white hairs, or a pisya, you need it to spread, or a michya, you need live skin. But the white skin alone doesn't make the person a mukhlat. Whereas here, the irak rak and the adam dam themselves make the person a mukhlat. Continues the Mishnah. Birak rak uva adam dam. Batchila b'sof shurushan b'sof shurusheni lachar ha'ptur, with deep green or deep red negaim, either initially, if they have deep red or deep green, then it's musgar initially. B'sof shavua rishon, that also the person continues being a musgar, is confined for a second week. V'sof shavua sheni, and at the end of the second week, if the clothing is still deep red or deep green after the second week of confinement, the nega is confirmed as tzaras, and the clothing is burned. Ula achar ha'ptor, after being declared tahor, if a deep green or deep red of the nega faded at the end of the first or second week, the part of the garment with the nega is torn out of the garment, the kohen declares the rest of the garment tahor. But if subsequently a deep green or deep red nega the size of a gris reappears, a kohen is going to declare the garment confirmed tamei, and it will be burned. Lachar p'tur bartanura kevin shekah im chazar achrechein sarev. Lachar p'tur kevin shekah, because it became faded, but im chazar achrechein, if afterwards it came back and you have another deep red or deep green, it becomes tamei muchlat. And the Mishnah continues with Pisyon b'sof shavur rishon b'sof shavur sheni lachar ha'ptur, with expansion, with spreading, either at the end of the first week, at the end of the second week, or after being declared tahor, if the deep green or deep red nega expanded after 1 or 2 weeks of confinement, or if it was declared tahor and subsequently reappeared, the Kohen will immediately declare it confirmed, and the garment will be burned. Umetamin b'shnei shavuos, and it's musgar, it's confined for 2 weeks, which are shen shlosha sayom, 13 days, that's the maximum, because the first day of the second week is also the last day of the first week, as we explained in previous Mishnayos. The Mishnah Achrona asks, brought in the art scroll, why the Mishnah says that if the nega spreads after the second week, it's confirmed. It says, Uvipisyon b'sof shavua rishon or b'sof shavua sheni. If it spreads after the second week, it is confirmed as tamei. In truth, the garment is confirmed as tamei, even if the nega remains the same size, as we see in Perikid Aleph Mishnah Hay. So the Tiferes Yisrael answers that the Mishnah is teaching that if the nega turned from a deep green to a paler green, but expanded in size, the expansion confirms the tamei, even though the coloring is a shade that would otherwise be tahor. Whereas if the nega remained the same size but turned paler, it would be removed from the garment and burned, and the rest of the garment would be tahor, as we said. Interesting. Second issue is that the Mishnah says that after clothing has been declared tahor, it is confirmed tamei if it subsequently expands. However, the Mishnah said earlier that if the nega returns after the clothing became tahor, the clothing is confirmed tamei, even if there's no expansion. So what additional tumah is created when the nega expands? Mishnah says, after the clothing is declared tahor, it says, la'achar ha'ptur. What does la'achar ha'ptur mean? After being declared tahor. So if it spreads after being declared tahor, it is mukhlat. But earlier we said that if the nega returns after the clothing became tahor, it said earlier, birak rakov adam dam la'achar haptur. What does that mean? That if it becomes green or red after being declared tahor. Now, does that have to be expanded? No, it doesn't have to be expanded. Even if Lachar Ptur, it's the same size, it came back after you patterned it because there was no more Nega. And then it came back. If the deep green or deep red of the nega faded at the end of the first week of the second week, the part of the garment with the nega is torn out of the garment and the kohen declares the rest of the garment tahor. And if subsequently a deep green or deep red nega the size of a gris reappears, the kohen's going to declare the garment confirmed tameh and it'll be burned. So it could be the same size. And here it says, when talking about pisyon, that laughter after it becomes declared tahor, if it expanded, it's tameh. So what's more tameh about the expansion than it being the same size? So the Teferis Yisrael and Mishnah Acharona answers, brought by the Art Scroll, that the returning of the Nega and the expanding of the Nega in this case are two ways of describing the same phenomenon. They both mean that if the Nega returns, the garment is confirmed tameh and is burned. Okay, so let's just quickly review the Mishnah. Habagadim etam Mishnei Shavuos, clothing is confined tummy for as long as 2 weeks. Uvishlosh simanim, with 3 symptoms, it is considered muchlat. Birak rak ubatim dam ubefisyon. With deep green, deep red, or expansion. Birak rak ubatim dam, with deep red or deep green or deep red. Betchilu b'sof shurush and sof shurush ani lachav tor. Initially, at the end of the first week, at the end of the second week, or after being declared tahor. That's how Yirak Rak and Adam Dam are mitame. Either originally, then he's a muzgar, sof shavuah rishon. He's confined again, if nothing changes. Or with sof shavuah sheni. If it's still deep red or deep green after the second week, it's confirmed, and the clothing is burned. And lachar p'tur, or after being declared tor, if it comes back, then he becomes muchlat. Or with pisyon, with expansion, b'sof shavuah rishon, b'sof shavuah sheni, lachar p'tur, either at the end of the first week, the end of the second week, or after being declared tor, or mitam b'shnei shavuah, shem shalsha sayom, and it's tummy for 2 weeks, which is 13 days. And we resolve to learn B'siyata D'Shmaya, Paragimel, Mishnah Zion. Hopefully next time Hashem should give us life and health and the financial means, and we will be able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.